Macintosh Folklore Radio, written by Andy Hertzfeld and Company, and read by Derek Warren. Steve Icon, February 1983. In early 1983, I worked on an icon editor for Susan Kerr so that she could create some icons for the Finder. Inspired by the Fat Bits pixel editing mode that Bill Atkinson had recently added to Mac Paint, my icon editor featured a large window with a 32 by 32 grid, displaying each pixel at 8 times its natural size, along with the icon at its actual, much smaller size. Clicking on a pixel would invert it, and subsequent dragging would propagate the change to the pixels that you dragged over. Susan started working on icons for the Finder, but she also drew many other images. Sometimes these were for practice, while others were just for fun, usually reflecting her whimsical sense of humor. One day I went over to Susan's cubicle to see what she was working on, and I was surprised to see her laboring over a tiny icon portrait of Steve Jobs. Icons were composed of an array of 32 by 32 black or white pixels, 1,024 dots in total. I didn't think it was possible to do a very good portrait in that small a space, but somehow Susan had succeeded in crafting an instantly recognizable likeness with a mischievous grin that captured a lot of Steve's personality. Everyone she showed it to liked it, even Steve himself. Bill Atkinson was so impressed with the Steve icon that he asked Susan to do one of him that he could use in the Mac Paint About box. He sat in Susan's cubicle for an hour or so, chatting with her while she crafted his icon. I don't think it turned out quite as good as the Steve icon, but it certainly was an unmistakable likeness and did become part of Mac Paint. At that point, it became a Mac team status symbol to be iconified by Susan. As soon as he saw Bill's icon, Burl Smith started begging Susan for a Burl icon, even though he had no specific use for it. He lobbied Susan for a few days, making his standard offer of best friendship, before she gave in and had him pose for his icon. Susan did a few more portraits for various members of the team who desired to be immortalized in 1,000 dots. She would usually work on them in the late afternoon, chatting with the subjects as they posed, while other team members listened in. I got to know a few of my teammates a lot better from these sessions.